Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coming up on TMS, Scoot and Breen are fart.
Poop jokes on Ryan.
Meta on Airlight.
I love comics, but not that one.
Who the hell is this?
These pumpkins ain't gonna chunk themselves.
Can't have too many Stephanies.
John Travolta thrusting makes it hard for Scott.
You can neither spell plums nor misspell plums.
Does the arcade carpet match the drapes?
An emergency Ann Lander.
Colonel So was demoted.
Nauseous without payoff.
Iceland is green and Greenland is ice.
Let's do the corn.
Reverse the birds with Steven. And more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
The rats are absolutely going to hate this announcement.
This is not Ratatouille. Rats are not our friends.
But the rats don't run this city. We do.
Me, 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 me.
You sawed-off sadistic bastard! You betrayed us! This is The Morning Stream!
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to TMS. It's Monday, October 24th, 2022. 1 week, 2022, yeah. We're 1 week from Halloween.
Woo-hoo! That's right. It is exactly 7 days away.
Yeah. Are you? So what are you going to do, Brian? Are you going to dress up this year?
I'm going to dress up, and you'll just have to wait and see. I'm going to be.
Okay. I think I will, too, for TMS that day. I don't care about the rest of the day.
Well, I'm going to dress up to throw candy at kids, but I'm, you know... My costume's so easy to take off and put back on. It's like, yeah, I'll do TMS, take the costume off. Although, it would kind of be fun to drive for Lyft that
yeah,
day.
Yeah, Lyft in a costume. Sure. Yeah. Lyft, I was just going to say, you should Lyft in a costume. You absolutely should. I don't know what that costume should be, but you should do it. Now, when the kids arrive, here's my plan. Here's my impression
RuPaul's
of what I'll
Drag
be doing.
Race, yes.
Here's what I'll be doing. I'll be sitting on the couch next to Kim. Uh-huh. And when the doorbell goes bing bong, I'll look up from my Steam Deck and say, "You want to get that?" That's how that works.
that's Thanksgiving. That's at the old Johnson house.
Yeah.
Maybe Thanksgiving, Halloween.
Halloween. That's how I that's how
also,
we think.
It's also Thanksgiving at the old Johnson house.
Yeah. It is kind of. It's weird, though. This is going to be the first year. Let's see. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Day after Halloween, Tuesday, Carter leaves for her 2 month thing.
Oh, right.
So she's gone. So that's weird. So we'll be empty nesters again. For the holidays, really.
Interesting.
Because she doesn't get home until like the first. Yeah, it is. It's weird. So that's all happening soon. She in the chat today? I don't know. I know she's nervous, but she's excited. I'm excited and nervous for her.
Oh, my God. She's going to have such a great time.
Yeah, it'll be great. Iceland will welcome her with open, transparent arms.
For sure. I think I'm going to give, just cleaning out the basement here, I think I'm going to give kids USB cables for Halloween. That's going to be what we're going to hand out.
Like, it's the thing you have the most of, right? That's what I
have. Exactly. Yeah. It's like, would you like, how about USB cables and 4-year-old Japanese Kit Kats? Would you like some of those, kids?
Yeah, or some hot red ball things that you got in your little bowl there. You could give them those.
Oh, no. Oh,
those are for you.
My atomic fireballs are for me, my friend.
Even Tina can't take those. Are you kidding me?
No, she can't.
No,
plus they're too hot for brain. These atomic fireballs hurt my mouth. They're too hot, Brian. They're too hot. We had, I'm going to jump into this because of that. So we can change the order if that's all right. But we did, had a Denver tadpole meetup yesterday at Anderson Farms.
Oh, how'd that go?
And It went really well. So let me first just talk about Denver weird weather. Get there, it's like 70-something degrees. It's sunny. It's gorgeous. I'm going to leave my jacket in the car. We go and we get our fire pit. I bought a fire pit for the Denver Tadpole, like basically rent a fire pit for 4 hours.
Oh, that's cool.
It's so cool. We made s'mores. We sat around. We were talking. And then we go, you know, like go do the corn maze. And that was awesome. You know, trying to make our way through that. And then the clouds roll in. And it's like all of a sudden it looks like it's going to downpour on us, like dark. And these clouds just came in over the course of like 20 minutes, watching come from the mountains, just come in and make everything dark. So we went under a little shelter, hung out there for a little while, and then boom, sunny again. Like, hey, everybody, what are you doing out? What are you doing under there? It's sunny out.
Yeah.
So we went back over. But
similar situation here, but we ended up with snow. Did you guys get snow overnight or any of that?
No snow here, but I saw your photos of, so I know it's coming, right? When you get weather, we usually get your
and
your
if you get weather left. I feel the same way. It's like, oh shit, it's coming left instead of right.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Well, that's cool. So anybody jump out of a corn maze, which, by the way, corn maze in indigenous Americans is just corn.
Right, exactly.
Just a reminder, every year we like to remind people. But anyway, yes. How else did the rest of that go? It sounds like fun.
Went fun. We watched some pumpkin chunking, which is where they launch pumpkins into the air to see how far they can get them to go. And there was a petting zoo and really good food. It's really cool. Then, like, if you're in the Denver area and you haven't been to Anderson Farms, you should check it out because it's really, really cool.
Remind me, when they do the chunking, is it like trebuchet style launching or how
this one
it?
Was like a hydraulic. Like a big hydraulic tube, and it just flung that thing. But usually, yeah, you see catapults and trebuchets and things like that. But
that's cool.
It just fires it out. And we came up with the idea that maybe they should fire those into the corn maze for just one extra level of danger with the corn maze.
Sure.
You'll never see it coming. But it'll just be like, you know, all of a sudden, pumpkin takes out.
They can be scary, man. Big old fat pumpkins that hit the ground real hard.
Oh, yeah. No, that would absolutely put somebody in the hospital because the height that they were getting from those pumpkins with the hydraulic deal was absolutely nuts. You would constantly be watching the skies while you're going through this corn maze.
Nice.
The night before, we had a meetup with a woman here named Stephanie, and she's temporarily here in Denver. She's leaving. She might actually be leaving today or tomorrow, but she's been in Denver for the last 11 weeks, working at the aqua treadmill place that we took our dog to. So there's a therapy you can give to dogs who are having problems where they walk in a treadmill filled with water up to their haunches. And it builds their muscles and things like that.
I've seen that before. And is that to also calm them down or something? Or is that just a physical?
It kind of does, yeah. But it also, the buoyancy makes it so there's not as much weight on their legs. So you can get them to build up their muscles for a lot longer than you could with the impact of their feet hitting the ground if they're heavier dogs. But she's been out here for the last, you know, almost 3 months. And we finally get a chance to hang out with her. We went to a vegan place that was awesome called Vital Root. Holy Ooh. Cow, this place was great.
Really? What'd you have?
I had Tell vegan chicken banh mi tacos.
So what is the replacement? Is that like some kind of flavored up tofu or something?
Some sort of plant-based, like Beyond Chicken, basically. So I don't know. I'm guessing it's like a tofu or a soy or something like that. Yeah. But it was even a little bit like deep fried crispy, probably not fried in oil because that would be bad. But it was crispy. And then there were all the other banh mi ingredients in there. And it was just so good. So Tina and I are like, yeah, we're going back. I mean, yeah, it's vegan and we're going to be, the only people in there who had a burger the night before, but yeah, we're totally going.
Why not? I love good when vegan food's good. There's no denying it's good. It's fantastic.
Tina had a sunflower risotto that was excellent.
It'd be funny if they cooked the fake chicken, the tofu chicken, in beef fat. That'd be funny.
That'd be great, yes.
They'd have to disclose that, I would guess, you know.
Yeah, I think they would for sure. Yeah. But no, we just had such a lovely time with her, and we're so totally bummed that we got her, you know, got time with her on the way out of town as opposed to the way into town where we could have spent some more time hanging out with her. But
she's a listener, I assume, of the show.
She's a listener, and she is she's committed to coming out to TMS Vegas next year, so we'll get a chance to you'll get a chance to meet her then.
Very nice.
She's wonderful.
I look forward to seeing this Stephanie, another Stephanie among the Stephanies.
Another, like, we needed another Stephanie.
Right. Does this one hate mobile games as well, or is she okay with mobile games?
She's okay with mobile games. Okay. Thank goodness.
All right. So not all Stephanies. Hashtag not all Stephanies.
Battle of the mobile game Stephanies will be in Thunderdome TMS Vegas 2023.
So I had something funny happen this weekend that was entirely weird, and you were involved somehow. It weirded me out because I couldn't say, all right, let me back up. I'm playing Overwatch 2, really into it right now. It's very good. And I'm in there, and a player recognizes the name GURP, and he's on my team randomly. I'm just playing solo, and I'm playing with randos, and this guy is just randomly on my team, and he goes, he's on voice, and he goes, hey, is this the GURP from, like, you know, the instance and, like, frog pants stuff and all that? And I go, yeah, it's totally me. Hi, who's this? And I don't remember even his name. He told me his name, and he said, so he'll be listening to this. And I feel bad I don't remember your name, dude. But he says, oh, dude, I'm the biggest TMS fan. I love that show so much. I'm so happy. If you didn't have TMS when the instance ended, I don't know what I'd do. And I love it. I love it. I said, oh, that's really nice. And he goes, you and Ryan are just killing it on there. I just love everything you do. And then later I thought, oh, he just flubbed that one time, or I heard it weird, or it glitched.
Yeah, right,
you know, because exactly. I'm in a game. But then later he kept calling you Ryan. It's like, so when you and Ryan are, like, doing the show in the morning, I'm usually not there. I can't be there live, so I listen later. But, man, the stories that you and Ryan tell each other, and I'm just like, oh should I tell him? Hilarious. Should I tell him? I don't want to tell him.
No, no, let him. Let him live with it. So does he listen to Film Sec with you, me, Ryan, and Andy?
Yeah, Andy, the other Ryan. We have two Ryans.
Two Ryans on that show.
Yeah, a Skitch Janston there as well. yeah, I felt like saying, are you sure you're a huge fan of TMS? Because it feels like maybe you don't know who Brian is.
I mean, how often do you say my name on this show? You say it at the very beginning, but we're talking to each other the whole time, so it's not like you need to get my attention over somebody else.
I don't know. It feels like I say Brian a lot. I could be wrong.
Like it should be, yeah.
But he was so excited, I couldn't take him down a notch. I wanted him to feel what he was feeling.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And we won that game. That's the other thing, is we won.
Nice.
Yeah, and we friended each other in game, and so we'll play together sometime. And dude out there, I forgot your name. If you want to send it in, you can do it. But anyway, Ryan, keep it up, Ryan Ibbett. You're doing great.
That's great. Yeah, Wes in our chat room goes by Burgess Diesel in the chat. He's one of the people who came to the meetup yesterday, and he was telling me about, this is related to that Ryan thing, was telling us about a recent episode of Fly on the Wall with Dana Carvey and David Spade, where they had Chevy Chase on, and they were chatting about, you know, the 90s group and talked about Phil Hartman. And Chevy Chase goes, oh, yeah, I love Phil. Man, what's he doing these days?
Oh, shit.
And it was, like, up to Dana and David to be like,
Did he not? Did he really not know? Was he jocking around? Did he not know
that Phil Hartman did not? Either that, or he was just like, I don't remember Phil. Oh, yeah, Phil. Sure, Phil. Oh, Phil. Sure. Phil. Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
That's an unfortunate one there. Damn, dude.
Yeah, Chevy has had some health issues recently and had some memory loss or something. But,
yeah, some cognitive stuff I've heard.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully. So we could definitely attribute it to that. But
I heard, it's funny you heard that this weekend, because I heard on a something that, was it Dan Harmon or, no, I'm sorry, it wasn't Dan Harmon. It was freaking Joel. Who's the main guy?
From
Community. Joel Soup Joel.
Yes, the Soup Joel. Community Joel. Joel.
What? I want to say
thank you. Jeez Louise. Oh, why? You see, okay. You know what? Chevy, we get it. We totally get it, dude. I take back everything we just said.
Yeah, we're at an earlier stage. We're at an earlier stage.
Like that's like the pot calling the whatever it is, calling that thing black.
Yeah, but we would have, I think I would have remembered if he died. That's the next level. We don't want to get there.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
but he was come on, how often does that happen on film set where we've said, we should watch some more movies with so-and-so. Oh, yeah, no, we can't. He's dead.
Yeah, he died.
He died.
He's not working anymore. So anyway, I saw this thing with Joel McHale.
Joel McHale.
The only other Joel I could think of, besides my Uncle Joel. Yeah. Where he's talked about Chevy Chase's time on the show and acknowledged all these frustrations that everybody had. Yeah. And he was really nice about it. He says, look, the guys, we all consider him a comedy genius even after kind of the trouble on set. Sure. The problem was he didn't like working long hours. Television shows require tons of work. He says, basically, it's not a normal sitcom. It's a show where you're basically making a movie every week. Mm-hmm. And he says the only time it was ever less than that is the time we intentionally made it feel like a found footage documentary episode. He says, other than that, it's like making a film every week, which is a really rigorous schedule. Wow. And he hated it. So they would shoot. He says what would happen is the producers would have to kind of shoot around his mood. And if he got real cranky, they would try to get his stuff done first and get him home, get him out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he says, and then we would go on or whatever. He says when he was on camera, he would always be on. He said he would never
wouldn't
phone in the actual performance, and he would have us laughing, and he was like, it was an interesting take. Because all you hear is all the negative about it, and you never really hear from any of the cast members on what they thought of it. And he was just real honest about it, but also sounded like, you know, there was respect there, even though this dude was like clearly just not having it. He didn't want to be there.
Yeah,
which is weird.
I get it.
Like, why take the job if you don't want to be there? I don't know. That's weird.
Totally, right. But I mean, again, you know, maybe, you know, you're expecting it to be something else. You're expecting it to be a come in, do my scenes, done, go home, have the rest of the week off. And like you said, Community was a different animal in the sitcom space.
He did confirm that he quit. He wasn't pushed out or let go. He quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I didn't know for sure. I thought it was like some.
Yeah, I'm sure there was no like, oh no, please,
oh, no, please don't
leave. Oh.
Chevy, please. No,
but yeah,
wait.
You and I have that same issue. Like when somebody says, hey, we'd love for you to be a guest on our show. And it's, but we record at 9 o'clock at night on Sundays.
Yeah.
Hate like, it.
No offense to any of you guys who have the schedule. I get it. I understand it. I totally do. I used to have the schedule. Yeah. I get it. But we are tired. Look, we're old men, first of all, number one. Number two, all day. We start at 9 for this show, plus prep before it. And we go, 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 go. And then at 9, you're like, oh, yeah, come guest on my thing. And we're like,
Totally. That said, you and I both professionals. We never phone it in. And,
nope. Always here, 100%, baby.
And please go listen to my guest appearance on DizNerds Plus with Shave Maddox, where we talk about the third to last episode of She-Hulk. And join me this weekend. I guess I'm going to be on TV Travis's Wait You Haven't Seen, because I haven't seen any Halloween movie.
Yeah, you got to watch those. You got to watch. You're doing the first one, right?
Just doing the first one. I'll probably go through as much of the series as I can find online, but I'll only do the first one for TV's Travis, because
that one has boobies in it. Boobs.
Oh, does it? Does it have Jamie Lee Curtis's boobies?
Jamie Lee Curtis boobs. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying up or down, you know, whatever you like. It's just they're there. So if I remember
I
think so.
I find her to be very attractive, but, you know, you kind of got turned off by that whole yogurt that makes you poop thing. Sorry, Jamie.
Jamie, yeah. Lee, and Curtis, all three of you. We don't like it. I had three friends in high school named Jamie, Lee, and Curtis. They were all different people.
Really?
Yeah, I never put it together. Awesome. Never put it together that they could all three in a row be Jamie Lee Curtis.
God, it would be funny if at one point they were trading places.
That's pretty good. That's a good reference. You know, the worst Jamie Lee Curtis movie I ever saw was that one where John Travolta's thrusting his wiener at the,
the aerobics one? Perfect.
The aerobics one. I can't watch that movie. I can't do it. Oh, it's really hard for me. I don't know what it, even then, like when it was new, something about it, there was something something just...
Hey, don't touch my crotch. I work really hard. I'm making my crotch bulge out. Don't touch it.
I can't explain it. Don't even look at it. It's a really odd thing, but I could not do with that
so
movie.
So whenever watching Perfect on film set.
Nope.
Got it. Okay.
Nope. Already
right,
pre-voided. What's the word we use?
Pre-veto.
I am pre-veto. All right, one quick final thing. Yeah. I've been talking about this in other places all week, but it's finally working the way I want it. So apparently it's a little bit weird for some international users. I've been getting plenty of international ones, but I think in some cases, depending on your carrier, you might get charged for this. You'll know this, though. This is something you probably already know. And so I'm working on some solutions to have maybe WhatsApp forwarded or something. I don't know. But for now, you can text us now, and I can read your texts on the air. For this or any other show that you want to text into, I even have a little thing. So every time we read one, I can play this here. Where'd it go? Right here.
Monday.
No, that's not it. Shit, where'd it go? Oh, it is Monday. Wait.
Monday, when further surprising and thrilling things occur.
Okay, that's just something to play on Mondays.
Oh, okay. I remember you had that little thing you did on FilmSack with the...
Yeah, I can't find it now. Why can't... Oh, here it is. Oh, you're pretty good at it. You sound like a phone. There it is. All right. We are going to, for example, like this one, I got one from an anonymous person who said, what does red on air light mean? We got somebody who doesn't know what that is. So I'll tell you really fast. One time Bill was on here and he was talking about an awesome build of a portable podcast gear thing that was really cool. And it had mics that popped up when you opened up this briefcase like thing and all this stuff.
Soundproofing on the sides.
It was awesome.
Stuff.
What a cool idea. And then Bill went on to explain it even has a red on air light. And while he's doing that, I'm busy being distracted by some other detail.
Looking at the close-ups of it and seeing what else it's got.
Then I piped up right after he said that and said, oh my gosh, you guys, it has its own red on air light. And that became this thing where either Brian or I, sometimes other people who, when they're guesting, if they just didn't hear what we just said, and it's bled to other shows, like we do it on FilmSack.
Oh, really?
Now.
Do you do it on any non Brian Ibbitt shows? Like, do you do it on Core or?
Happened once on Skim, and Kim was confused, but I explained it to her. Happened once on maybe it's just FilmSack mostly. Yeah. Probably mostly FilmSack, but anyway, it became a thing. So now, even on the live show, there's like a little thing I put up. Here it is. There you go, Chad, on it. Yes. Red on air light when one of us does it. It's just a little in joke, a little meme from the show.
Exactly. It's a little ding that hey, you weren't paying attention, were you? The thing that we've been talking about this.
Exactly.
Whole time.
So, I should mention the number. If you want to text the show, 801-471-0462. It's the same one we have you call in for when we do Ted Pooley Feud. But in this case, it's just a text. Add it to your phone. Shouldn't cost you anything if you're in a place that lets you text. International stuff may vary, but I'm trying to work that out. Anyway, 801-471-0462. Just send them anytime. And it helps if you put your name, if you want your name read. And it also helps because these are all anonymous. I can't tell where they're coming from.
Right.
So if you don't put your name, I won't know who you are. But if you don't want to, that's also fine. And it doesn't hurt to say what show you're calling about or texting about, but also I can suss it out. So, whatever feels good to you.
Oh, and it's the same number that I just realized. It's the same number we use for call-ins for a feud on Wednesdays.
That was perfect because that's today's first red on air light example that I can post.
You did say that.
Yeah,
okay.
I literally just said it, and it's totally fine because think of the context. at the context.
I intentionally created a red on air moment as a demonstration.
There you go. See, we don't like to just tell you. We like to show you how
that's
things
hilarious.
Work.
I completely missed you saying that.
Yeah, I just mentioned it briefly. But anyway, yes, 801-471-0462. Send your texts in. We're happy to read them here on the show.
People in the chat are saying, wait, that wasn't a joke? You didn't just do that on purpose? Like, nope, I was reading the chat room, and I didn't even
Yep. And by the way,
I was thinking about that being the same number.
And I can tell you this, that you can say anything you want. It doesn't guarantee I'll read it. I'll give you an example of one I probably won't read normally. Just got one from somebody named Jake. Jake Clatter says, Scoot and Breen are fart. So I'm probably not going to... I'll read that now, but I'm probably not going to read another one like that. You know what I mean?
Scoot and Breen are fart.
Yeah. So there it is. I got one that says FEA. I assume that's Talia. So that's good.
Has to be. Yes.
Anyway, speaking of games, let's get Dunaway in.
Distracting bunch of...
You guys are distracting freaks. I mean, for the record, I do it probably more than Brian does, but it happens. It happens.
I don't know. Lately, it seems like I've been the red on air light instigator more than anybody else.
That's what you should do for Halloween. Strap a red on air light to your head. I like that. All right. Brian Dunaway joining us shorter. Speaking of the morning half asses,
yeah.
The Bully Feud, this should should be a good time. Let's get in. That man I talked about before is Brian Dunaway, and he is joining us now from South Carolina to play a little game with us. Brian Dunaway, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi.
Happy Monday.
Oh, happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you, too.
It's Monday. Hey, good to have you. Real quick here, I thought of you last night because I stayed up way too late. You know what I was playing? You might say, oh, what are you doing, Scott? You playing No Man's Sky?
Were you playing the Resident Evil-y?
Not even that, because that's our next discussion topic. Oh. But I sat and played a Genesis game called Mewtwo or... Anyway, it's a top-down scrolling, like, shoot 'em up, like a shmup. And I got completely hooked on it and played it all night. We'll talk about it more tomorrow, but turns out Genesis had cool versions of those games.
Is it Mewtwo? Is that
Mewtwo?
M-O-O-C-C? Mewtwo?
S-H Mewtwo? Ugh,
Mewtwo. There was a game called Mewtwo. That was a character on the in Mulan. Wasn't a video game, was there?
No, but I'm gonna find it.
Musha, was it Musha? Musha.
Musha. So Musha.
Yeah.
Musha.
Yeah.
That Musha. That and Lightning. That and Lightning Force are both very good. So anyway, we'll talk about them tomorrow. Yeah. No worries there. This isn't that show. We're going to play a game, though. We're going to play a little half asses, and Brian Ibbett here will explain how it works and how people can win.
Thanks, Scooter. Welcome to the Morning Half Asses, a trivia game. We're actually going to be giving Scott and Brian the answers. I'm going to give them a category and 6 possible answers. 3 of them are correct, 3 that are incorrect. And depending on how confident they feel with the category, they can provide 1, 2, or 3 guesses. Now, if they get any of those guesses wrong, they get 0 points. But if they guess 1 and get it right, they get 1 point. Getting 2 right gets them 3 points. And getting all 3 correctly, they get 5 bonus points, 5 total points. The player with the most points after 3 rounds wins the prize for their contestant, and we pull contestants from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to be here live with us. Scott, you're going to be playing for Brian Wood in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
And Brian, you're going to be playing for Chad Ryder in Michigan.
Nice. Oh, look at us.
Ryder.
All over the American world here. This is great.
That's right.
Midwest.
Exactly. All right. If you guys are ready, let's get to your first game. I'll give you, like I said, a question and 6 possible answers. Let's go comics, because you guys both like comics.
Yeah, love comics.
I like to read the comics.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if you've ever read this one. These are insults used by Tintin's friend, Captain Haddock.
Oh, so
which
God.
Of these
the
are
one
actual
comic I
insults?
Don't read.
I know, exactly. Which of these are actual insults used by Tintin's friend, Captain Haddock? Are they Marmaduke, Weasley Worm, Slubberdegullions, Ostrogoth, Crab Apples, and Lamprey?
Oh, my Lord. I know none of this.
I know, right?
Marmaduke?
You might as well have asked, what is, I don't know, something. This is like the hardest thing I've ever seen. This is the example I will use in the future.
This is really complicated. You know what? I'm choosing one. I don't have any... Okay. I don't feel good about any of this.
You're both locked in.
I chose 2.
Oh, geez.
You did, and you didn't. Neither of you chose the same one. So, Brian, you locked in with Weasley Worm and Slubberdegullions. Scott, you locked in with Crab Apples. Crab Apples is one of his answers, as is Slubberdegullions, but Weasley Worm is not.
I almost didn't do Weasley Worm.
Really? Yeah, the actual ones are Ostrogoth Crab Apples and Slubberdegullions.
Are these like fake swears or something?
Crab Apples.
I guess so, yeah. Okay. Insults like he's calling, those Slubberdegullions over there.
I like it. It's a very Colonel Potter kind of vibe.
It totally is. Yeah. In an alternate universe, somebody's written a question. Actual things said by Colonel Potter.
Oh, I would love that, actually. That's a good one for future. Horse Write that down.
That would be a good one. Yeah, but somebody's got to go through and figure out what he said.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to question number 2.
All right.
Let's go back in time. I want you to tell me which of these 6 things actually happened. in 1947. All so right. Things that happened in 1947. The bikini was introduced. Casablanca premiered. David Bowie was born. India became independent. The CIA was established. And The Cat in the Hat was published. Which Good of these Lord. Things happened in 1947?
I mean, yeah,
1947.
Everything here happened in the 40s. The question is, well, yeah. I think anyway. I'm not sure about bikini, but All right, I'm choosing
47.
I'm choosing 1947.
Perhaps.
China Girl was written by David Bowie in 1947.
I like the idea. I like the idea of the bikini being introduced. Hello, crotch. This is bikini.
Crotch meet bikini. Bikini Hello. Meet crotch.
Hello.
Look at belly meet bikini. Bikini meet You're belly. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, Scott, once again, nicely done. The CIA was established and David Bowie was born in 1947. The Cat in the Hat was published was the only one of these that didn't happen in the 40s. That was actually 1957.
Oh, shoot.
Casablanca was 1942, and the bikini was 1946.
Nice. I almost did the India one. I just didn't know for sure.
Oh, wow. So,
Scott has been shot.
I'm sorry, wait. What did you say the bikini? What year was the bikini?
1946. So the year
just a year prior. Okay.
Oh, that was a crappy one to put
it's
in
a low
there.
Blow. It's a low blow. Yeah.
It is.
That was insult to injury.
Look, you had to prepare the world for David Bowie and the CIA. So get the bikini in early is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Is that what happened? It was like the bikini was introduced 46, and then David Bowie was like, I'm there.
Yeah.
47, right?
That's right.
Oh, I'd like to wear a bikini.
While on stage as the star man.
Changes.
You keep using that word unfair. All right, let's get to our last question. So going into last question, Scott's got 4 points, Brian's got 0. So Brian, if you don't try and guess all three, you're not even trying. You're not even making an attempt to win because there's no other way that you can win.
All right.
Let's do it. All right. Question number three. We're back to Jelly Belly. Jelly Belly's 50 official flavors. So I think we've had a question like this before. Right. We've got 6 more Jelly Belly flavors. Which of these are actual Jelly Belly 50 official flavors? Almond Sunrise, Caramel Corn, Margarita, Rocky Road, Plum, and Kumquat.
Kumquat. I know Kumquat was a K.
Kumquat.
I always thought Kumquat was a C. I had no idea.
Nope.
Didn't
it's
know come that.
Quite with a K.
What is it? Is a fruit? Is it? What is that?
It is a citrus fruit.
I don't think I've ever had one in my life.
I don't think I've ever had a kumquat either. I probably had something kumquat flavored, but.
Oh, here they are. Oh, they look like little oranges or something.
Okay. Are you Googling?
Well, no, I'm just looking up kumquat. I'm not looking up whether it's a flavor from Jelly Belly. Yeah. No, I'm all good here. It's okay. Yeah, they look like little bitty oranges.
Who is Quat and why is he doing that?
Exactly. Oh, look at these, you guys, chat. Right. Whoops, there it is.
I will say that Scott was locked in before he started Googling kumquats.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But again, you'd have to Google, for me to cheat on that, I'd have to Google
Jelly Belly. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean I have to go to the Jelly Belly website? Gee, I bet that's difficult.
All right, you guys have both locked in. Again, you guys, between the two of you, have chosen 5 of the 6 answers. So somebody's losing.
Somebody's going away a loser.
That caramel corn is a flavor of Jelly Belly. So is plum.
Yeah.
And so is margarita.
Oh, son of a bubble.
Scott walks away with 7 points. Brian Dunaway. Zero.
Dude, I cleaned your
it's
clock
a brew
today.
Out.
I've had plum. I don't think I've had margarita, so that was a little on the fence there.
I'm sure you've had margarita.
I thought caramel corn was a trick.
Really?
I know the popcorn, butter popcorn.
Yes,
right?
I thought so too, yeah.
Yeah. Dang it. All right.
I was using my brain thinking, well, surely they would never have a margarita. Mm-hmm. That would be wrong. Yeah. And then, like, all the rest of the ones I've ever
kids,
had are always.
Get practice some drinking.
Yeah.
Get used to the flavor.
And then I was like. And I was like, all the rest of them I've ever seen have always like 2 words. And I thought plum was just a little too short. So,
Sorry.
Logic.
Drench failed. Wildfire did something in the chat that I just like to comment on. He spelled plums with a B-S at the end, P-L-U-M-B-S. I do that all the time. I do it all the time.
Like if you're plumbing the depths of film entertainment, then you would totally use a B-M.
You would. You would use a B-M, an M-B.
Yeah, see what he did there?
But I don't understand why I do that. I do it all the time. So I'm with you there, Drench Wildfire. It's a typo I make. And it's never.
It's the same reason that you do the short shortening of anonymous with two N's, with three N's actually, A and N O N.
Oh, right.
Anonymous.
Is that what
it's
I did?
Totally fine.
It is fine,
totally
right? Because you knew what I meant. That's what's great about English.
I knew
English.
What you meant by anon. Yeah, anon. Oh, yeah. Anon.
Anon. QAnon. Wait, what? We don't want them here.
Maybe it was anon.
Maybe. Well, congratulations to goes. Oh, wait, hold on.
Who the hell is this?
Congratulations.
There it is. Jeez.
You're a winner.
That's
because
awesome.
He won. Brian Wood is getting a copy of Gas Station Simulator and Legion TD2.
Oh, Scott loves that one.
Yeah, the Gas Station Simulator. I played hours and hours and hours of that game. It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Chad. In Michigan, you're getting a copy of Yes, Your Grace as runner-up. So all of that courtesy of Wesley.
Also an excellent game.
It's all coming up, Chad's.
Yep. Nobody lost this week, actually. Nope. These are all quality deals.
Except for me.
Yeah, except for you. You lost horribly. Oh, my Lord, you lost. But tomorrow you won't lose because tomorrow we're doing Play Retro and we're going to do the Resident Evil series. And it's a little bit of an undertaking. This is an important, big thing, kind of became the crown prince of all survival horror in its heyday, and certainly still today. Whereas things like, you know, Silent Hill, Big Splash, kind of came and went, although recently got a bunch of big announcements around Silent Hill. So we're going to talk about that because A, it's Halloween, and B, Play Retro talks about old games. So that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, we're just doing 1 through 3 in Code Veronica. Everything basically before 2000. 2004. Yeah,
all the tank control stuff is our plan.
Yes, tank controls.
Yep.
One more retro thing to tell you about. At some point today, New Wave Toys is going to be delivering my little miniature Missile Command game.
Does it have a ball?
It has a ball. It has the track ball, yeah.
Gosh, dang it, dude. I want that so bad.
And I've got to figure out how I'm going to fit it over there because once I got Qbert, that whole area became full of five mini games and a change machine that's a USB power splitter. So
when are you going to take? You got to make like a diorama arcade. You know,
I need to 3D print some like little miniature Scott and Brian and. Brian and Randy players.
Seriously.
Like and Ryan.
Put like a Coke can on top of one, little miniature Coke can.
Right. They come with little miniature quarters that you can put on the glass because you get next turn.
Oh, yeah. No way. And you should put like, you get some Vegas carpet. Have Mitzula find you, source you some Vegas carpet.
I've got it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I want that so bad. That is the coolest thing.
They actually sell arcade carpet. New Wave Toys does.
Really?
Nice.
Underneath all of them. Yeah, underneath all of them is arcade carpet. Let me see if I can pull
that company, I swear, we're going to find out one day that the CEO and the CFO are like 3 inches tall. They're little tiny people. That's so rad.
Yeah, I've got too much stuff on it to show you the carpet to pick it up and show you, but
that's cool though.
Rest assured, there's good carpet.
I believe you. That. I do. Yeah. I believe you. And it needs to be nice and confusing to keep people there. And
it is so, yeah, it's lightning bolts and planets and stuff on a black background that probably would look really good in black light.
Oh,
that's perfect.
Nice.
It's perfect. And then you play a little, you get a neat little jukebox there to play some 80s hits. We're done.
Exactly.
We got the arcade. Yeah. Brian Dunaway, I look forward to that very much. That's tomorrow, 3:30 Mountain Time. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcast, just look for Play Retro. Hey, Dunaway, anything else you want to say to us fine folks here?
Yeah, no you.
Yeah, no you, he says.
Yeah, no you.
Excellent work. All right, we're going to do a quick news story.
Sure.
It's time for the news, and it's brought to you by...
Meet Martha. What made you say that name? Martha Galvez was a loving mother, wife, nurse, advocate, and friend who left behind a legacy of compassion and strength. She worked as a registered nurse in Tri-Cities, Washington for 27 years before her career was cut short by a stage 4 pancreatic cancer diagnosis. Since her passing, Martha continues to inspire many through her leadership and advocacy. All profits of this fundraiser will go directly to the Martha Galvez Memorial Scholarship Fund. This scholarship aims to honor the life and legacy of Martha Galvez by supporting students pursuing a nursing degree. For more info, please visit MarthaGalvez.com. marthagalvez.org. That's marthagalvez.org.
When I go, I would like a nonprofit thing for like a scholarship fund or something for kids or something. That's what I want.
For sure, yeah. Like an art scholarship or something.
Something. I would love that. Yeah. Because what else are you going to do? You can't take it with you, so figure out a way to, you know, make an impact when you're gone.
And stage 4 pancreatic cancer is, that's a rough one, man.
That's the worst. That's
really rough, yeah.
It's the worst.
It is the worst, stage 4 and pancreatic cancer together, both the worst.
Yeah, well, best of luck to the family there with this. It sounds like a cool thing in her name. All right, American Airlines in the news. I hate talking about them because I hate those guys. They've never been a good flight for me. Never had a good flight on American, but whatever. American Airlines flights makes emergency landing. They didn't make a lander and then send it
they
to NASA.
They made a lander. Nice. Yeah, an lander.
And she gave advice. Anyway, they had to make an emergency landing after people got sick. An American Airlines flight departed from Miami, and it was forced to make an emergency landing Wednesday evening, according to CBS Miami. Flight 338 was on its way to Barbados.
Oh.
When it returned to Miami International after multiple people became sick, the station said. Miami-Dade Fire and Rescue and firefighters began patient assessment, and out of precaution, 5 patients were transported to an area hospital. They said 5 people taken to the hospital were crew members and no passengers were hospitalized. That's a weird sentence. So 5 of them that went there were crew members. But as a separate note, no passengers were hospitalized.
It was just crew members. Okay.
I guess so. All right. Miami-Dade said, let's see. American Airlines said the plane turned around after a chemical odor spread through the cabin from a passenger's carry-on luggage. Guess what it turned out to be, Brian?
Well, I read ahead, so I do know, but...
nail polish remover is the devil. It's the devil.
It really is the devil. That stuff is so it must have broken open in somebody's luggage and just leaked out. Oh, yeah. That stuff stinks to high heaven.
It's really smelly, and I don't know why I would make people. Well, I would, if you didn't know the source of it, I could understand the like, oh shoot, we need to turn this around.
Yeah.
Just in case, you gotta be safe or whatever. But if you knew the source of it, I would have just been like, this is like my sisters. They were always breaking that shit. I could always smell it. To this day, I can, like, talking about it, I can smell it.
Yeah, totally.
I smell memory of my sister's freaking nail remover
and
stuff.
Oh, so bad. And are you going on a trip where you're going to need to change and do multiple nail polishes? Why not just, you know, go with the nail polish you've got, change it when you get back home?
Yeah, look, I'll be the first to admit, I don't understand how people work, generally speaking, when it comes to nail maintenance.
Yeah.
But do you really need? I mean, are you leaving for 9 months, or are you going to a place that might actually carry
that
this?
That doesn't sell it? Yeah.
Exactly. That seems really odd to me. But then again, I don't think people should bring burritos on the plane.
That's right. Oh, yeah. They were going to Barbados. Oh, yeah. Burritos. All right. Well, as somebody who I think is maybe taking a burrito. No, maybe it wasn't a burrito. It was a wrap, like a chicken Caesar wrap.
Totally reasonable.
Place. Totally reasonable. It was a great place in DIA that sold those. No, it's like the... like a really weird pungent cheese topped food, and cheese is hit and miss, right? Like right. Even good cheeses can smell bad if you let them sit in a carry-on bag long enough.
Yeah. I just think it's dangerous because you're just asking for, like, whoever you're sitting next to is going to be mad. Like, it's just going to be bad. Eat before you get on or something. I don't know what. Maybe it's they're in a hurry. They got there. The Chipotle was right there before the gate. They got the food. I don't know.
There should be a rule of which kind of restaurants you can have in your airport and what kind of food they can sell. So,
agreed.
You know, no black bean burgers at the Smashburger, please.
Mm-hmm.
Or as no good as they are.
Yeah. No Panda Express is what my number one would be.
Oh, yeah. I think I'd have to give you. I'd give you Panda Express. Yeah. All right.
Can you imagine just like an open general or colonel
Sow? Chicken or general Sow's chicken.
Is he a general or a colonel? I don't remember his rank.
General.
General Sow. Right? That doesn't sound general right for some
Sow,
reason.
Yeah. No, General Sow.
All right. Well, there you have it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to spend some time with Steven Schleicher. And maybe, you know what, we might see, we might poke in, poke around and see how Black Adam did in the theater.
Ooh, let's do that.
Or whether or not it's worth you seeing. I got some more of your quick tests, some emails, some other stuff. So stick around. Before we do any of that, though, we need to play a song.
Yeah, let's go to Swiss American fondue western baritone, a guy who goes by the name Sam himself, has just announced his second album, which doesn't come out till next year, January 27th, 2023, via Sony Music. But we have an early track. We've got the first track from the album, which is the title track. Here is Sam himself and his song, Never Let Me Go.
Here's a key to Margaret Cage. Keep her safe while I'm away. I'll try to keep my bed close to the phone. Just in case the line goes dead, ignites those signs inside our heads. Nights where you might forget we're not alone. My sleeves to play, my knees to flow. When the wind blows deep and the blood needs playing my role, I'll play dead till you wake up. Hold your breath until I drop. I could run before I
you when you found out that you were using your trash bags wrong. I'm going to show you some trash bag secrets.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Strong, 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 and relax.
Here's your meatball. This is the Morning Stream.
And we're we're back. Hey, repeat the name of that singer and song, will you?
I will totally do that. The singer is Sam himself. The song and the album that it comes from, which comes out next year, is called Never Let Me Go.
So that one you played for me last whatever day.
Lose in the Yakuza?
Yeah, they don't have any... the rest of the album's not out yet.
No, it doesn't come out till later this year. But they have other songs. Lose in the... I found out it's pronounced Lose. I saw one of her YouTube videos, and she introduces herself as Lose. I thought, well, it's French. You can't pronounce the S at the end of L-O-U-S.
Right. Plus, it's so negative. I don't want to, lose.
Tina's getting so sick of me talking about that song because, we're talking to somebody about music, and I said, "Oh my god, I've got just the song you need to hear." Because this thing, I've probably played it a dozen times since Wednesday's TMS. I love that song so much.
It's really good, and I scrounged for the rest of it, and I guess it's just not out yet, so gotta watch for it.
Yeah, and you gotta watch that if you haven't watched that video. She's absolutely mesmerizing. She looks like. Like a modern Grace Jones, and
nice. Sounds like I can't lose. All right. Hey, what do we got here? Oh yeah, Schleicher time.
Schleicher time.
Yep. You heard it. You know it. It's coming. Yeah. He's coming in like a wrecking ball. Here we go. Right here.
Stephen Schleicher. Stephen Schleicher.
My personal Black Adam, Stephen Schleicher, has joined us. He's got a lot of power, but Ryan. You could destroy the world if you wanted, but you don't. You hold back.
That's right. I don't.
Yeah, that's
right. I do.
You work. Sometimes you work with the good guys. Sometimes you don't. But it's just the kind of guy you are.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Right? Is that how it went?
Because.
I had a weird dream about you guys the other night.
Yeah. Tell us.
I need you to both get your hands close to the camera and flip off the camera, because I want to see how you guys flip somebody off.
Brian, I go full 70s. Brian does 80s.
Okay. Do 80s, yeah. So in my dream, you were both reversed.
Oh.
Really? Scott was the 80s bird and I was the 70s bird.
But I always do this. I could do this, but I do this. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know what my deal is.
I know. Now, we don't need to take selfies at the end of this episode, Scott. We'll just use that freeze frame.
Crop that out of there. Why the heck not? That was actually pretty good. So why were we flipping you off in your dream? What was that?
No,
about?
You weren't flipping me off. It was just we had some weird discussion about how to,
about
I was trying to teach you guys. No. I was trying to teach you guys how to flip the bird correctly, and I was like, okay, show me, and then you guys did it reverse the way you were. I'm like, no, you're supposed to do 70s bird.
Oh, weird.
And I couldn't get Scott to accept the 70s bird.
Oh,
wow,
that's interesting.
Will you please accept the 70s bird into your heart?
I do. I've always accepted it. Look at that thing. Look, it's like a ball with a finger sticking out of it. It's not even. You don't even need these teeth. What are these anyway? No. What is that?
Those are the stands. It's like having a. It's like putting your bird on a tripod. Is what it is.
Gotcha. We got Van walking around the house yesterday, walking up to me with both fingers out, just like that.
Nice.
And he goes. Nice. He goes. Pops. 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 Birds. Birds. Like this. He thinks birds. He thinks they're just birds. Just a bird. Aww. Or birdie.
Yeah, that's going to go over well when he does that at the grocery store.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Yeah. You try not to... she's doing like I do, which I never wanted to... If the kids said something untoward in public or any of this, tried really hard not to jump on it, because I don't want them to get... I don't want them to get stigmatized on something.
Sure.
I want them to figure that out, some of that stuff out on their own. So if he does go flip off some lady at the grocery store, A, she'll laugh because he's three. Uh-huh. And B, it's a chance to go, oh, buddy, maybe she doesn't want to see birds. Maybe the birds go home I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't want to see birds.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't like birds. Not everyone likes birds, You have to explain it. Yeah. Anyway, hey, let's talk about that Black Adam for a second.
Black Adam brought in $140 million in the box office this weekend. That's globally. And so that's pretty good. It does need to at least double that. Because they spent $165 million, I think, on the production of it, plus probably another $100 million for advertising. So it needs to make at least $300 million to be successful.
Yeah.
What's amazing is, number one, this is The Rock's highest grossing opening film ever.
Oh, I was going to ask how it compared, but I guess That makes sense. Wow. It's like the biggest single vehicle he's probably been in, right? Whereas he's the star.
Fast and the Furious.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
yeah, but those are so like ensemble, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if those should count, but maybe they do. I don't know.
I guess the other thing that's really amazing is that the if you look at the reviews, reviewers hate this movie with like a passion. Even Sam Nelson, who does stuff with us on Critical Hit, just was like, I have nothing good to say about this movie. Yet the audience score, if you look at Rotten Tomatoes, is still at like 90%. It's higher than it was a week ago, just before the movie opened.
Yeah, we're at 39 on critics, 90 on audience. Heard from Gail Simone on Twitter that she thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So a few comic book folks seem to be into it. I don't know, man. Like,
did you see it?
DC, no, but DC struggles against this wind, right? The DC struggle is always low audience, higher audience, or no, sorry, higher audience, lower critic. It's just DC. That's DC mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Like all the Snyderverse stuff, they all suffer from the same thing. People like the Snyder cut of Justice League, and critics hated it. Like, I don't know. I feel like I want to see this despite the reviews, so I probably
so
will.
The Shazam movie, which came out a year or back in 2019, I want to say a year ago, pandemic, it scored 90% on the reviewers and 82% on audience score.
I guess that one does set itself apart a little bit from the rest. And Wonder Woman as well, the first Wonder Woman did pretty well.
Oh yeah,
across the groups. But I don't know. I guess I was kind of hoping Black Adam was what they kept promising it would be. The Rock was out there saying, this is going to reset the DC universe. This is going to change everything. And and it sounds like it's probably just it's just a movie.
If Discovery Entertainment or whatever it's called, Discovery Networks, wanted to get me back on the HBO Max and get me back to buying Warner Brothers stock, I really think that the person they should put in charge of all the DC live action movies, television shows, everything is executive producer Sam Register. He is the executive producer over at Warner Brothers Animation and Cartoon Networks, and so he's behind the Teen Titans Go to the Movies movie. He's behind Teen Titans Go. He's behind like all of the DC animated universe movies, which are really, really good. So I would put him in charge of the live action stuff.
Oh, he's our age.
Yeah.
And so that makes him a huge nerd and a smart older man. I know he's very there's so much success in his list of things. It's a lot of animated stuff, but
because he's in charge of the animation arm of Warner Brothers until they almost can't shut it down, and then decided not to.
Which is a lot of the best stuff DC ever has done is their animated movies. I think that's I'm with you. I think this is the guy. You know what, he reminds me of like what Marvel or Star Wars has with
Dave Filoni.
Yeah, Filoni.
Oh, sure.
You know, he came up through the ranks of the animation side of things, and Clone Wars before that, he was King of the Hill of all things. So yeah, why not? There's your guy, Samuel Bernard Register, which sounds like a thing I have to sign up on if I want to get into some place.
That's right. That's the only way you're going to get your Sam Bernard during the pre-release time.
That's right. That's absolutely right. So this is interesting. I did want to say about this movie, there's apparently a stinger. I'm not going to spoil it, but I got spoiled on it.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm all fine with it. That's great.
Heard there's a cameo, and I don't know what it is. So
it's a big one.
They were happily talking about it, 2 weeks leading up to the movie.
Yeah, they wanted to get it out there, I think, because it will only help this movie, I think. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it, but I think I'm glad, but I don't know what it actually means for the future of DC movies. So so we'll see.
Interesting.
Think of it this way, Brian. Okay. It's not like one of your Marvel movies where it's like any character that you love will suddenly be in the stinger and you're like, oh, great. That means we get a whole new set of these whatever.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that, but we'll see.
All right, I'm going to spoil it for everybody. Sam Jackson comes in and says, I want to talk to you about an initiative.
Yeah. Then he reads a scripture and then he shoots Lamar, what's his name, in the face in the car. It's all good. Okay. Well, that's awesome. Or maybe not. Who knows? If it makes its money, then I guess maybe that is awesome. And we'll eventually see this on HBO Max. And I'm a huge Max fan right now, though. I love it. I can't unsubscribe from HBO Max. They have too many good movies and stuff on there. I really like it. That's why I don't get, like, I understand it's all an enterprise to make money, and if it's not making what you think it should make, then you got to do stuff. But I don't know what Discovery's issues are. Like, HBO Max has really good original programming and a bunch of backlog stuff. Why come mess with that? I don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. It must not be making enough money, I guess.
It's super simple. They were told to come in and get the company out of debt, number one.
Yeah.
So that means that Zaslav is probably going to get hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses if he's able to do that in the next 2 years. Yeah. Second thing is Discovery Networks is television, live action television, reality television. They don't really have a concept for movies.
Yeah.
And so you're bringing corporate television to corporate movie theaters, and the two don't mix. And so that's why they're just like, we don't like streaming. We like cable channels. We like satellite channels. The streaming stuff doesn't make any sense to us. Why are we doing this live action stuff for hundreds of millions of dollars when we can do it more cost effectively as reality television? And go look and see that Discovery Networks like amped up.
Yeah, but when it's 10 to 15
years. A whole bunch of reality television for the BBC. So
But when it's 10 to 15 years from now and everyone else is doing it and they're not because they thought it wasn't making them enough money, now they're really behind, you know?
I will bet that Zaslav, if he is there 5 years from now, I will be surprised.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be there either. I think it's weird.
But Sam Register in charge, ladies and gentlemen. That will turn everything around.
I know what they need to do. Here's the crossover of all crossovers. Most Dangerous Catch crossovered with Aquaman. So you got Aquaman. He's the dangerous catch. You're trying to catch Jason Momoa, but it's still just the ship with the crabber people on it trying to catch Jason Momoa in one of their nets. Done.
That's great. Yeah.
All right. Sign me up.
That's the crossover we've been all waiting for.
That's all I've been waiting for. I can tell you that. let's slide over to Marvel. I guess we have a replacement for William Hurt, who passed away recently as Thunderbolt Ross. Tell us who it is. What's going on there?
A legendary actor Harrison Ford. This came out, I think, right after we talked last week. Yeah. They announced it. So he will be playing Thunderbolt Ross in the upcoming Captain America: New World Order, and let's see. He's also going to be in the Thunderbolts movie. So he's scheduled for two things that we know for sure.
Can he be William Hurt was great at playing just perpetually irritated and pissed off with
perfect for Harrison Ford.
Okay. All right. Can we, it just feels like Harrison Ford is going to be the nicer Thunderbolt Ross. Like
of the two. Yeah, I could see that, but think of him at his most irritated. Get off my plane. And I didn't do it. I didn't kill her. I don't care. That whole thing. Like
get off my helicarrier.
Yeah.
Right.
I think he can do it. Plus one side of his face is more frowny than the other. So they'll shoot it from that side.
There you go. They'll always catch him from the side.
It is very weird. Go find any picture of Harrison Ford, chat room. Do this. And then cut the face in half and look at the left half, and he looks pissed. Look at the right half, and he's just normal. It's really interesting.
Interesting. Wow.
I don't think it's a stroke or anything. I think he's just built that way. But
sure.
Anyway, if he did have a stroke, my apologies in advance. I wasn't aware. This is fine. Now, in the case of the Thunderbolts, for those who are not in the know, they're like Suicide Squad kind of, right? For the Marvel side of things. And Thunderbolt Ross is like in charge of it.
Like it's like Suicide Squad. If Suicide Squad, the first time you saw them, pretended to be other heroes or like non-villain characters. So, when they first appeared, it was like, oh, a bunch of new characters. This is cool. And then we start finding out, oh, wait, that's the Blue Beetle. I guess the Beetle, not the Blue Beetle. That's DC.
Got it.
But like all these Moonstone and all these other villains who've been disguised.
Ringo Starr. He's the Beetle.
Yeah, that's exactly.
He's the one. So wait a minute. So Thunderbolt Ross is kind of Amanda Waller character, right?
Yeah.
Sort of running the secret little program.
Maybe a little bit more hardcore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really? More hardcore than her?
It was Osborn was the guy who put the Thunderbolts together. Yeah.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's going to be weird here because we've already seen all these characters who are going to be in the Thunderbolts already. We've seen their stories, right? We saw that in Captain America, the TV show. Yeah. We've seen it in Black Widow and all of those. So it'll be really interesting to see how these characters react when they discover, wait a minute, we're the baddies.
Yeah.
And have to deal with that.
Do you have any, do either of you have any desire to see Sony follow through on the original plan of Sinister Six, Spider-Man offshoot thing?
Yeah, we almost got it in the, Spider-Man, multiverse.
No Way Home.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, No Way
I
Home.
Didn't think
yeah.
of that. Yeah, yeah. We kind of did.
And with how they've been doing Venom and Morbius, I kind of want them to ease up on their non-Spider-Man, you know, loaded movies. Like, they just haven't figured out the secret sauce of, no, you don't make a superhero villain movie. You make a heist movie or a, you know, an action thriller, but it happens to star supervillains.
Yeah, you make a genre film. You make a genre film. Absolutely. Yeah. You take a card from literally your parent,
MCU, or
your partner company who's helping you make this with you. Just pay attention to what they're doing and make one of those. Why not?
I have zero hope for Madam Web and Kraven.
Oh,
and
man.
What are the other ones they're working on?
There's several of them that I forget what the other one is.
Yeah.
I know they want to do a Spider-Gwen, but I don't know what the status is on that.
Well, as long as they keep making...
Yeah, the Madam Web, I think, has been put on hold.
If they make more Spider-Verse stuff, I'm happy with that. That's good enough for me. I don't care about the rest of it. Okay. I was going to say one other thing about that, and I forgot what it was. Crap. It was about a character that I had a question about, and now I can't remember it. It was Thunderbolts related. Oh, that's what it was. The Thunderbolts are all villains, or are there some in there where it's like, okay.
In the comic books, they are.
In the comic books, they are. But yeah, in the what we've gotten announced from the MCU, it's going to be Florence Pugh's Black Widow. It's going to be Red Guardian, David Harbour, what's Taskmaster.
See, I always don't, I never think of her as a villain, but I guess Yelena.
I mean, she really isn't, right? I mean, she's kind of, you know, all of these
she's
are.
A Russian. She's a Russian killer.
Yeah, no, I get that. I was thinking more like, you know, in Suicide Squad, it's nebulous. It's a little bit like a couple of those people are more heroic than they are villainous.
In Suicide Squad, they're all horrible villains.
Yeah, but they have heart. Like Ratcatcher 2, she's awesome, dude. She's freaking great. I could watch her own movie.
And Winter Soldier absolutely has redeemed himself and is, you know, has been a hero for four movies now in a series.
Yeah, do you think maybe it takes a turn? They do something with him where it's like, oh no, Bucky, what have you done?
But Bucky. I'm glad we're getting Ghost from the Ant-Man and Wasp movie that Scott never saw.
That I still need to see, I need to watch that. I'm going to. It's on the list there, you know. It's on the thing. It's got, you got that. You get the Parasite. You got your your other ones.
Yeah.
Your stacks of content, you know?
Your Captain Marvel, your She-Hulk, your...
Oh, I know what I was going to say. The Lizard in the Spider-Man recent movies.
Oh, yeah.
He's played by a guy that plays Otto Hightower on House of the Dragon. And that'll flip you out when you see him because it's like not like that character at all.
Isn't it Rise... Ifans.
That's his name, and that he's in House of the Dragon in a very different role. When you catch up with that, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's him.
Interesting. Okay.
He's also the skinny roommate from Notting Hill. Weird.
Right. Yeah, which is just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe that's the same guy. Anyway. Yeah. Acting. That's it. That's all we know. Harrison Ford coming in there. Get the hell off my helicarrier, is going to say. And regarding Thunderbolt is what that movie will be called.
Do we want to have a quick throw in of the new Star Wars news that we got this morning about the?
Oh, I didn't see it.
No, I missed it.
What's his face from? Damon Lindelof is working on a Star Wars movie, and he tapped the director of a couple episodes of Ms. Marvel to direct it.
Oh, no way. Let's see. Lost and Watchmen showrunner Damon Lindelof is reportedly making Secret Star Wars movie. So we're talking film here.
A film, yes.
Yeah, since maybe Rogue Squadron is off.
Yeah, they're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, which is a bummer. I mean, I was looking forward to Rogue Squadron with Patty Jenkins.
Patty Jenkins, Maybe they thought maybe that second Wonder Woman soured them. I don't know. It wasn't very good.
Maybe. Weird. Here's this really weird story that just came across Variety. Henry Cavill says, "I'm back as Superman."
Oh, weird. I wonder what that's referring to. Weird.
Okay, now.
No idea. All right.
Well, thanks for that.
We're not going to get. I mean, the question was always, will it be him in any follow up Superman, or will there be a new one? And I guess we know now. It'll be him. Look, I'm all for this. Lindelof got a lot of hate for the end of Lost and stuff.
Yeah.
But, man, I've loved the Watchmen series. I absolutely loved... I like Prometheus' story. He gets shit for that, but I like it.
Yeah.
I really liked the Leftovers.
Watchmen.
Yeah, the Watchmen.
Watchmen was great. Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a... There's your on-air light. Everybody, put that right up.
You did say that. I did. Yeah.
But what's the... But the what's it called? The Leftovers. This is an amazing series.
Leftovers, yes.
It was one of the best shows ever made. I'm telling you, everyone just calm
you
down
said
with
Watchmen?
Your...
I thought you said Leftovers.
Oh, did you? I may have said both. I'm not sure. But Lindelof,
I was thinking Leftovers because we always rave about Lindelof and Leftovers.
He just gets so much crap, and I just think he doesn't deserve the crap he gets. I think he's good, so I'm all for this.
Yeah, no, this is great. I think he's great.
This is great news. And look, here's
and I will still defend the end of Lost, as that was the story they wanted to tell, and it may not have been the ending people wanted, but it was the ending of the story they wanted to tell, and I feel just fine with that.
Yeah, it's also just not a fair position to put him in. It's like,
yeah,
you're the reason my show sucked. I mean, come on.
Right, exactly.
I also was going to say, I've had this theory that we were done with Star Wars movies for a while. Because the television shows are weaving a much more cohesive sort of thing, and you can do it week to week, and I think the budgets are more manageable, and it's a better place for those stories. And I kind of thought we wouldn't see another Star Wars movie for a while, so I guess this is just... Is this a rumor? Is this confirmed here?
This was Variety. I have to go and look at the actual article, but look for if it's an actual statement from Lindelof or from Disney/Lucasfilm, or if it is insiders tell us that this is happening. If it says insiders are telling us, then maybe, but don't put a whole lot of faith in it.
It was the same report, I guess, where they confirmed or at least mentioned that Taika Waititi and Rian Johnson's films are also not dead. There's something still happening there. I don't know if it's a full trilogy with Rian Johnson anymore, but he's working on something.
Yeah, I thought he was going to do that as a TV series, but maybe not.
Might have been.
I mean, all I know is the Andor.
Yeah.
Andor is a fantastic show.
Yeah.
And they have really let this, you know, breathe and do its own thing, and the fact that they're doing 12 episodes, which means 4 story arcs, is just brilliant.
And the fact that they fine if they were to say years. I'm fine if they were to say, hey, we're not going to do another Star Wars movie, we're just going to do these series, and they're going to be on the level of Andor. I'd be totally fine. I don't need a Star Wars movie.
Same, totally agree. I let those stories breathe, let the characters build, let's have it, because in an hour and a half, what are you going to do? You're either going to make it look like every Star Wars ever. Like, I think that's the problem with the recent trilogies.
You're going to make it a series anyway, right? You're going to make it a series of movies. Why not do it as a television series and give the characters a chance to grow and develop? And
I agree. Because at the core of it, it's science fiction, but it's also high fantasy in a lot of ways. Yeah. Star Wars, the universe is. So it deserves... This is like somebody saying we should do a 2-hour Game of Thrones movie and the entirety of the story is told in 2 hours. Forget it. Mm-hmm. This is a terrible idea. You got to break it up. All right, we've solved the problem. Clearly, the three of us have just solved it.
Problem solved, yes.
Problem solved, everybody. Nicely done. Steven, as always, pleasure. You got a lot going on right now as you lurch toward 1,000 episodes of the Major Spoilers podcast. It's fantastic.
We were off last week. Yeah. So we have to make up for it in the next couple of weeks. But I do have one thing for you, Scott.
Go.
Before we go.
Go.
Archie.
Yeah.
In Mad Max Fury Road.
I saw this. This looks so cool.
Archie versus the World, a new one-shot coming out in January that is just basically what if Archie comics, but in the Mad Max universe. So there you go, Scott.
Guess what?
Go enjoy that Furiosa.
Guess what? You finally found an Archie comic I would like to read. And I legit
after all this time.
Yeah, yes. I legit would like to read. I like the zombie one you recommended years ago. I forgot the name of that. But this is one I will absolutely pick up and read because it's just stupid enough to work. I love it. All right. Well, how about my drinking problem? Should I be drinking?
Oh, yes. You should be drinking plenty of water because we want you to stay hydrated.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that. I was going to trick him and play a theme clip for drinking water, but I can't. Oh, that's why. This right here. No, that's not it.
Drinking all of my booze.
No, that wasn't it. Well, anyway, I have a lot of drinking ones, and I was going to use it, and I didn't use it. Lots of drinking clips. Okay, that's it for that. Let's get to the final throes of life for this particular episode of the show by reading another quick text from a listener. This one came from Another anonymous. It says, quick question for the show. Would you rather be itchy for 24 hours or nauseous all day without throwing up if you had to choose one? So no no barfing, but nauseous all day, like hardcore nausea or itchy for 24 hours.
I will take the itchy. Thank you very much.
Same.
Because I can scratch, even if I'm, you know, even if I'm still itchy after I scratch, that I can handle. But the nauseous without any sort of like payoff, oh, forget
it. Without any payoff?
Payoff. Like, you know, when you throw up, it's like, oh, I feel better. So not nauseous anymore. Yeah. You hate doing it, but you know it's the means to an end. And so...
If I'm ever nauseous, this is literally what I do. I never have a payoff because I just don't make myself yak.
Yeah.
But I would rather itch. I can scratch, you know. I can scratch those itches.
Totally.
But
totally.
I can't scratch nausea.
Sometimes the scratching's kind of fun, depending on where it is. Am I right?
Yeah,
am I right, everybody?
That's right. Brian just means his back. That's all he means.
I do.
Here's a quick email from a listener. This is from Ben. He sent this to themorningstream@gmail.com. Ben says, you both rail against St. Valentine's Day. It's funny he could put the saint on there, but whatever.
Rail against the SEC.
He says in May the 4th and April Fools, which is Corporate Idiot Day, but all October long, it's nothing but scary movies. Why so hypocritical? Would it hurt you to cry and piss your pants in May? I don't understand what that means. Would it hurt you to cry?
We do cry and piss our pants in May. Quit bringing it up. No, he means, you know, is there some reason we don't do horror movies year round on FilmSack? And I would argue you're not paying attention because we absolutely put horror movies throughout the year. We happen to do 4 weeks or 5 weeks of them in October.
Yeah.
But Valentine's Day, created to sell cards. May the 4th, created because people don't recognize the true Star Wars anniversary, which is May 25th.
That's right.
April Fools, people are stupid online. I mean, there's reasons why we rail on those. Halloween, we just happen to love pagan holidays, and we're totally fine celebrating pagan holidays.
Yeah, and it's an excuse for me to sub to Shudder and watch that stuff nonstop all month. Exactly. I saw a real humdinger the other day. I'll recommend it on Wednesday, but... You know, if you want something creepy as hell, boy, I've got your number. I'll tell you that.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah, cool. Dude. It is. You know the lady that played the Stark mom's sister that ran the Aerie or whatever?
Yeah, the Aerie, with the whole sky window or whatever it was called.
Yeah, the big hole in the sky. That actress, she was also in The Vvitch. She was the mom in The Vvitch.
Okay.
She's in this horror movie I just watched, and my gosh, she does not get enough appreciation for how freaking weird she is.
You're dipping full toe into Shudder this month.
Oh, I've gone nuts with it. I love it. It's all I've watched except for, you know, the week-to-week Game of Thrones thing House of, although we couldn't watch it last night because the kids were here too late and we were dead tired, so Kim and I are watching that tonight. I don't want to hear any spoilers. I don't want to hear about it. We're going to watch it. It's going to be great. Can't wait to see Aegon and his stupid eye patch. It's going to be great.
I may really tick people off with my recommendal this week and recommend something that you can't even rent. Like, you can't even pay online to watch it. You know, heck with free streaming. You can't even, like, your only way of watching this is to go on Amazon, buy a cheap Blu-ray or DVD.
Is that what you did? Did you watch something old like that?
That's how I got it. Yeah, this is we'll talk about it.
Okay, you know, I'm all for that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like an analog movie. I like it.
It is a total analog recommendal. Yeah,
nice. Well, be here Wednesday for recommendals and you'll hear what those two things are. That's it for us. patreon.com/TMS is where you can help support the show, like a longtime supporter since 2014 rather, Larry Bailey. Let's do a sound thing for them.
Wesker.
That doesn't work. Anyway, hey, well done. Since 2014, and because he's been around for so long, I'm going to send him a little something extra in the mail this month. So watch for that, Larry.
Oh, look at that.
And this means that once in a while, I'm going to pick old supporters and like just send you something cool, you know, be a little random. This is totally random. I picked him at complete random, but... you know, we won't play any favorites. If I see a name I recognize, they have as much chance as you do is getting pulled. So go over there and find out all the great reasons to join the show, including no commercials ever, pre-show content every episode, weekly stuff, our couch parties, all this fun stuff. It's all described over there at patreon.com/TMS. Brian, it's time to get out of here. And to do that, I think we ought to play a song.
I guess we could. Hey Clown Baby wrote in. That's the name. Hey Clown Baby. Hello, Sasquatch and Babadook. I know this is short notice, but my wife and I celebrated our 5-year wedding anniversary on October 14th. As TMS doesn't have a show on Fridays, I'm hoping this can get played on Thursday's show. Well, it didn't. My wife doesn't listen to the show unless she's around me on a car ride, and we're driving to our honeymoon spot on the north shore of Lake Superior on Thursday, and I think she would get a kick out of hearing this on the show. Our wedding song was Songbird by Fleetwood Mac. Any cover of the song or song similar to it would be awesome to hear. Then he says, Jen, I love you so much, and here's to many more years and exciting adventures ahead of us. Love the show, though. Hey, Clown Baby from Minnesota.
Congratulations.
Who the hell is...
It's not the wrong...
Congratulations.
There. Congratulations. I keep hitting
the... Who the hell is Hey, Clown Baby?
You know, our exit clip you guys have now heard like 4 times because I fat-fingered it all morning.
I love it.
I'm annoyed.
And sorry I didn't get to this earlier, but look, you know, you and I both got a little bit delayed on getting this out, but it's your anniversary, so. Anyway, cover of Songbird. This is one of those Christine McVie contributions to Fleetwood Mac, which makes it very different than the Lindsey Buckingham style or the Stevie Nicks.
She's the Tell Me Lies, Tell Me Sweet Little. That's
she's
her.
The Tell Me Lies and You Make Lovin' Fun Like Lovin' Is Not Fun Normally.
It's
I don't get
fun.
It. But anyway, yeah. Songbird was one of hers, and it's covered here by Dennison Whitmer, a cover artist that I really, really like, or a musician that I really like who happens to do a lot of covers. He does such a great job with this one. It came out in 2009 on his album Recovered, and is the only version I have that doesn't kind of fall into a sweet, wispy, female vocal acoustic cover. This one goes in a different direction. Here is Fleetwood Mac's Songbird, covered by Dennison Whitmer.
Sounds great to me. We'll see you guys tomorrow on a Tuesday edition of The Morning Stream.
For you, there'll be no more crying. For you, the sun will be shining, and I feel that when I'm with you, it's all right. I know it's right. To you, I'll give. To you, I'll never be cold. 'Cause I feel that when I'm with you, it's alright. I know it's right. And the songbirds are singing like they know the score. I love you, I love you, I love you like never before. And I wish you myself, and the songbirds are singing like they know the score. And I love you, I love you, I love you like never before, like never before.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Who the hell is this?
Finally, I got to play it in the place it's supposed to go.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.